Made up by somebody's little housewife.
What the fuck is this thing called again?
All right, y'all. Here we are again with another episode of Shameless Pillow Talk. Kind of hyped about this episode because it's one of my first episodes of the kind, episode 52 in the motherfucking bag. Like I said, this episode is going to be a little different. I have been really bad with the timing, but you know, 2021 is all about, you know, making my shit better and manifesting this shit to, you know, higher heights. So episode 52, the episode that was supposed to be released on December 31st. This is the best of 2020 episode. So back a while ago, I put out a thing on Instagram asking people to vote for their best or their favorite episodes. I didn't really get a lot of participation this year, but next year, you know, I'm hoping that this thing will, you know, blow up to something bigger, you know, spread to, you know, a wider audience of people so that, you know, I can get some decent feedback. So it's supposed to be the top six episodes of 2020. So coming in at number six, this is the episode I did with, you know, Winsu, Demi, Jay, and Daryl. I'm not going to say it's one of my favorite episodes, but it was really fun to record with them. You know, nothing but good vibes. I'm explaining hand jobs and why I don't like them. So coming in at number six, episode 24, Handful of Wasted Time, featuring Linsu, Demi, Jay, and Daryl.
Because when I look at it, I feel like if I'm going to get a hand, like, okay, I'll do it, I guess. I don't know. It just really depends on the mood that I'm in.
Right.
Because like,
you got to be in a fucking mood.
Right. It's like, if you know what you're doing, if you know what you're doing, then like, whatever, be my guest. Like, I don't care. But if you don't, and I have to sit there and coach you through how to like do it, then I'm leaving. Because
right,
you're
the
one
that decided.
Right, you're the one that decided to lead with that, and I don't want it anymore. Like, I don't want any of this anymore. Because one, that probably hurts, and two, like,
Lead with it anyway.
Right, like, I mean, I usually incorporate it in with like head or something. Because when my mouth gets tired, like my hands just start going. So it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Take a break. Use your hand. Jump back in it. Lockjaw is a real thing. I don't care who you are.
But it's like, I know I got... Okay, so look, funny story. I got one probably like last week. And I left.
Okay.
You're like, okay, so like, for guys, is there such thing as a bad hand job? Like what?
Yes, there is.
Bad hand job?
Okay. Yes. I'm like, how do you not know how to do this as a guy?
It could be a new
So Larry, did you like push him away or did you just kind of just stand up, pull up the trousers and walk
you
out?
Know okay. If you know Larry, he just got up and left.
Okay, oh, so I gave it a few times, like, you know, I was like, you know, giving the ish, and he kept going and I was just like, okay, so then he did it again. I was just like, because I'm like, okay, first of all, you're not like, it's not even wet, like you're trying to like jack me off dry, like I'd be trash.
Oh dear God!
Like, so I don't know. It was just a weird thing. So it's like I left.
You could have coached him a little bit. You could have helped him.
He tried to deck you off dry.
Okay, but my
I feel
thing
like we're
is,
at the age that we're past coaching people. You either get it
right,
or you don't.
Right.
But you got. But you have to think about not everybody is experienced in every department. He could have been like a great top or bottom, but just didn't know how to do a hand job too.
That's
but
true.
My thing is you give yourself them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, bro. Like,
what,
I've been,
if this
I've been
what you
doing
do to yourself,
that for like
that hurts.
That my longest relationship's been with myself. Okay,
right. Like,
there you go.
Let's be real. So, yeah. So, if I mean, you can do it wrong, right? Because you could be doing it the way you like it to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and that might not be the way. But then you figure it out. If they're like, then you're gonna be like, okay, let's dial that back a little bit.
All right. I just feel like, why am I teaching you how to do something that you're doing to yourself? Like, do you have to stand behind me to get it? Like, if you have to do that, then do that too. Like, I don't
care. And, like, tapping in on what Daryl says, like, maybe he was, like, great in other places, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like hand jobs are so basic. Like, I don't even want to know what the rest is.
Right.
Because, yes, it may be good, but I might be nervous, like, treading into those waters.
He called me over there for head.
So why? So how is he giving you a hand job if he called you over there for a head? That's two different things.
Exactly. That's now we're on strike two.
Red flag.
Okay, Larry, please fire this gentleman and please do not call him again. Delete his number.
So like I was saying before, that episode was, you know, really fun to record. Actually, all these episodes are really fun to record. I try to make sure I get, you know, decent people, adults that can handle criticism of any kind, or everybody that has an opinion. So coming in at number five, you have episode 16 and me stay talking about an ex or somebody that I've been talking to. Something of the sort. Fuck these dudes, I guess. I don't know. Not all of them. Some of them are cool, I guess. I'll keep some of them around. I'm kidding. Whatever. But yeah, so I'm always talking about deleting the evidence. I'm going to explain it a little more in this episode on what I mean by deleting the evidence. So coming in at number five, episode 16, titled Too Much Too Soon, featuring my homegirl, LaBrina Loca, and Jasmine Demi Esteban and his husband Justin.
Yeah, no, me. I'm not going. I'm just gonna be like, what breakup? what boyfriend?
Who?
I mean, like who? And they'd be like, the boy on your Instagram, and I'm like, anybody on my Instagram?
Right.
I know you got a picture of me in your phone. No, I don't.
you've never existed.
You never existed. Like once you decide that you want to break up or whatever, like I'm deleting all the evidence.
I mean, hey.
Call it childish, call it whatever you want, but I'm like, no, like there's no trace of you. Like, if, unless you got screenshots or unless you got the pictures and shit on your end, nobody will ever believe you that we were together.
Cover your tracks then, Larry. Cover your tracks.
Like, I mean, you know, some days, like sometimes I don't even post, like, you know, my significant other or whoever I'm dating or whatever. Some days I do. Some days I'll, like, you know, slide them in like a random post. Like I'll be like, you know, dinner day, and you might see somebody's fingers in the post or whatever. But them things only last like 24 hours. So after the 24 hours is gone, it's like if I don't post no more, you won't ever see this person ever again in my life or yours either.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So you can ask me about a breakup, but it's like, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Unless I like really, really fuck with you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, my last breakup, I didn't give anybody a chance to ask because it was all over Facebook.
All over Facebook.
Wait, you put it on there or he?
She sure did. She sure the fuck did.
She did me grimy, so I needed they mamas, they cousins, they daddies, they in-laws, they step-parents, everybody to know.
Okay.
She put it all out there.
Now looking back at it, are you okay with that? Like, do you wish you wouldn't have done that? Or, no. Like,
no.
I don't regret it at all. I mean, I'm not cool with them, and I never will be cool with them. It was too deep, but I kind of wish, I don't know, I could have not put them out on Facebook, but at the same time, I don't regret it at all. They deserved it because they had me out here looking like a clown.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Don't get mad. Get even.
Okay. So this episode that's coming up next at number four is an episode that I really had fun recording. We got into a lot of topics. I'm not going to get into the story in depth because I do it on here, but I needed the help of Linsu to explain how pissed off I was because I stay pissed about something. I had her help me explain what the purpose of cooking your eggs last is. Pretty much, if you cook your eggs first, don't even fuck with me, don't talk to me, don't even look in my direction, like just pretend I don't exist. Coming in at number four, episode 29, titled What's Your Fantasy, featuring Linsu and Bo.
So, first things first, are you cooking your eggs first or no?
Bo, please chime in before I go off.
Yeah, we're gonna let Bo have this one real quick before I go to fuck off.
Cooking your eggs first.
Mm-hmm. So, Bo, you invite this girl over or whatever, you know, she's like, whatever. No, you know what? I'm not gonna say you invite her over because I feel like you're not the type to cook for bitches that you fuck. So,
okay, no, pause for a fucking minute there.
Uh-huh.
Ain't the type to cook for bitches. Okay, I'm gonna fight you.
What?
One, I love to fucking cook.
For bitches that you just fuck for the night?
Just for the night?
Yes.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Shut up.
Larry, we already talked about my first podcast with you that I've never had a one-night stand.
I know.
Other than that one time.
I know. That's why I can't wait for you.
Technically, it doesn't count.
That's why I can't wait for you to get to San Diego.
But you bet your ass I'd cook for that motherfucker. Because if it was a one-night stand, I'd probably want it to happen again.
Okay, well.
And I already blew her mind the night before, so might as well blow her mind again in the morning when making her breakfast.
Okay, but are you going to make the eggs first? Out of everything you're going to cook, are you going to make the eggs first?
No, because the eggs
Thank
are the fastest.
Thank you, Jesus. Bo can stay.
Okay.
So we won't name any names, but we had brunch.
I will.
Okay, I'll leave that to Larry Lobster. But we had brunch, and, you know, we had monkey bread and waffles, bacon, you name it, we had it. This mm-hmm. little New Jersey bitch had the audacity to not only make the eggs first, but didn't put a drop of seasoning in them.
Mm-mm.
And she was Mm-mm. very convinced that that's what was the right way. Mm-mm. We don't make eggs yeah, first, y'all, first.
Mm-mm. I'm so glad that it's my turn to speak because I'm about to go to fuck
oh,
off.
Y'all hang on.
No, okay, so she tells a story. But you know there were some parts that were missed that were left out. So I invited like all of my friends to brunch because you know we were all friends at the time, and I wake up at 5 a.m. to somebody ringing my door.
Same girl.
This bitch is at my house at 5 a.m. because you know brunch apparently starts.
That is breakfast. Brunch hours are like
right. This is breakfast.
10 to 2, 11 to 2.
Right. So I'm wondering why nobody is showing up in my house, and that's because she told everybody that brunch was at 7 a.m. Perfect. So I go downstairs and I start cooking. First of all, sis, she burnt all the waffles.
Oh, I forgot about that.
She burnt all the waffles and tried to feed them to my dog. I was making the monkey bread, so she said that she would make everything else. She made them waffles. She burnt all the fucking waffles. She burnt the bacon.
Didn't even know how to make bacon in the oven. We had a teacher.
All right, and this is the whole fuck ton of food that she's wasting that I had to pay for. So now you done wasted all my waffles. You wasted all my waffle mix. Probably done fucked up my fucking waffle maker. You done fucked up this bacon, and you done made a whole 2 packs of fucking bacon. But we're not going to talk about the fact that she took a whole 12 carton of eggs. Like she took a whole like carton of eggs, which is like a dozen or whatever. And she started breaking them open while I'm making the monkey bread. I turn around, this bitch is stirring these fucking eggs, and she'd have put them in the fucking pot. So what are you doing? Sis, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's already like 6 a.m., and I'm already like irritated. Why do you have these eggs on the stove first? She's like, I'm making the egg. Girl, first of all, we're not going to talk about the pasta that she made the week before.
Stop.
That was just dry as shit. And didn't have no seasoning in it. Now you done made these eggs.
Buttered pasta. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. It's fucking buttered noodles, and that's probably all she put in it. Pissed me off with that, but everybody was eating. Well, not everybody. One person was eating it because he was high as fuck.
No names.
But, right, no names. So she's like making these eggs, like, you know, whatever. So I'm looking at them, and I don't see, like, any, like, specks of anything on there, and I'm like, did you put any seasoning in this? And she was just like, no. She's like, eggs are fine, get the fuck out of my house. At this point, you have
I don't even
to
think
leave.
We ate the eggs. They sat on the counter for 2 hours.
We didn't eat the eggs. We bagged up the waffles and put them in the freezer because she bagged them up and put them in the freezer because she said that's how you preserve waffles, girl. Oh,
was this the same brunch that you taught her how to eat ass on a marshmallow?
Yes, it is the same brunch I taught her how to eat ass with a marshmallow because guess what? The marshmallow is the only thing I ate and the monkey bread. So,
if you take anything from this story, season your eggs and do not make them first.
I promise to God, if you make breakfast and invite me and you are making them eggs before anything else is made, I'm going the fuck off and I am leaving.
Also, can we just because tell y'all too?
Ain't nobody wants some cold right. ass eggs.
Nobody wants a fucking cold ass egg.
Please heat your pan first before you put the eggs in the skillet. Because she did not do that either.
She put the eggs in the skillet didn't even, and then turned on the fucking skillet. So now you got, so now you're just sitting there stirring the fucking yolk in the fucking pan. I was like, yo, she. As you can see, that really pissed me off, and I need another White Claw. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I just had to get that out the way. And I feel like if you disagree that you don't, that you make, that you don't make eggs first, then we can't be friends, like, ever.
All right, so everybody that knows me knows that I'm a big stickler for hygiene. The episode wasn't really based on hygiene, but we find any reason, like I said before, to get on hygiene. And I can't believe that even as adults, we still have to talk about this shit. I had Dion and Demi with me, you know, this is another live episode. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about, you're going to hear me speak a little bit about how I feel about hygiene in certain areas. So coming in at number three, this is episode 43, Get Your Finger Out of There, featuring Dion and Demi.
I think another one for me would have to be, we always find a way to get on hygiene, but smelly private areas.
Oh, yeah.
Smelly private areas, because you know what? A lot of sweat on a dick can turn into cheese.
Woo!
The ass too, bitch.
Ooh. And I'm bitch. Not... Listen, like you said, I'm not big. Like, I'm not big on smells either, but it's like actually witnessing that and seeing that, like seeing it in your face. Listen, there's nothing like it.
It's horrifying, Larry.
It's scary. It's scary to look at.
Okay, so this next episode, coming in at number two, it was such a fun episode to record, as usual, all of them are, like I said. It was around the time when I first started doing the live segments. I had a lot of feedback while I was recording and after. So happy I could get some new faces on here. So this is this is Princess explaining her truth. This was picked out. This specific segment was picked out. So this is Princess explaining her truth. Coming in at number two, episode 38. It was all good until it wasn't, featuring Dion, Serena, and Princess.
But would you rather know the truth being told to you, or would you rather know the truth that you dig yourself to know the truth about?
Wait, say that again.
Wait, I heard that, Princess.
Would you rather?
I fucking heard that.
Would you rather make me fucking listen if y'all are not fucking listening?
Wait, Princess, we up here with it. I understand okay, exactly. She said, would you rather know the truth about the truth about
Wait, say it again.
Would you rather know the truth that's being presented? Because truth that's being presented is a lot of misrepresentation.
Okay.
It's like, oh, I'm credible. I'm a credible sort. Okay. I'm whatever shit, okay. Right? Oh, I'm on live, so I gotta be credible.
What's the alternative? Okay.
The alternative is you yourself doing your own research, okay, knowing the truth.
Girl, I'm doing my own research anyway.
Right, okay, but listen, would you rather be, because she was saying rather live in a bubble to be aware or just be aware.
So here we are at the end. Makes me kind of sad because I really enjoy recording this episode, this entire episode, the whole best of 2020, but I definitely enjoyed recording this one. You got my friend Jeremy. He's talking about, you know, if a girl left him, that automatically means that he did something wrong. Motherfucking right, I got triggered on this episode. It wasn't one of my good moments, but you know, something stay triggering me. And, you know, I'm going to always speak my truth on this bitch because, I mean, who the fuck's going to check me about it? So, coming in at number one, drum roll, please. I don't have no fucking drums. But this is episode 15 called Triggered, featuring Jeremy, Demi, AJ, and Nelly.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck no. Fuck that. What you mean you wasn't doing something right?
Then why did she?
So I've been put in a position where I've done everything right, and guess what? Still got left for somebody else. It wasn't my fault. You just a fucking pussy.
No, maybe they. Why did they?
Because motherfuckers. Because guess what? In this day and age, motherfuckers aren't mature enough to handle the shit that you've given them. They ain't not mature enough to handle the love that you've given them. And you know what, motherfuckers also ain't mature enough to hit you with, oh, I'm not really feeling this no more, blah, 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 blah. Like, they'll just up and leave you, and you just be like, well, shit, like, what did I do? What did I do? What
but
did I do?
There's nothing wrong with you. It's them, but just think about it. It's better to have found out when you did versus, like, 10 years down the road.
Nah.
Like, that's look, wasting your fucking time. But you have found out that that person wasn't for you, and there's something better for you coming.
Like, I get that. Like, I get that, you know. You're not for me, you know, whatever. But at the same time, don't you ever fix your mouth to say anything about, you know, maybe you wasn't doing me right, or, you know, you wasn't or you wasn't that.
That was something you did to make that person step out to entertain somebody else.
Listen, I did everything right and still got left.
In your mind, you might think you
but anybody would think that if you don't communicate that to your partner. How you expect somebody to change if you don't want to communicate with them?
Exactly. We didn't say anything about communicating. We just said somebody left, you know what I'm saying, for somebody else. We didn't say anything about communication.
No, exactly. I'm saying if you did something wrong and your partner didn't communicate it, they were just like, well, you did something wrong, so I'm leaving you for somebody else. It's bullshit.
Like, come on now. How many of y'all been in relationships and y'all know damn well that partner don't know how to communicate?
Then you don't need to be with them.
Shouldn't be together.
Right, you don't need to be with them.
So y'all saying y'all automatically broke up with people that
100 fucking percent. In this day and age, I am about to be fucking 30. I don't have time for motherfuckers that don't know how to communicate. I don't have time for motherfuckers that ain't got they shit straight. I don't have time for motherfuckers that I gotta pull shit out of. I don't have time for motherfuckers that can't keep it real with me. If I give you a scenario, all you gotta motherfucking say is yes or no. If you say no and I find out that you... If you say no and I find out it was a fucking yes, I'm smacking the fuck out of everybody. That's just period, point fucking blank. Because I'm tired of motherfuckers thinking they're gonna play in my fucking face. I'm tired of motherfuckers thinking they're gonna play with me for some dumb shit that didn't even have to be this way.
Oh.
Like, you don't even, like, I'm at a point right now, you don't even have to communicate shit to me because I have already told you. I've already had the bad conversation with myself in front of you. So I could literally sit there with you and be like, you know what? Do you want to leave me? And you'd be like, no. And then you turn around and leave me for somebody else. And it'd be like, well, bitch, you knew when we had the conversation 30 minutes ago that you were going to leave me. So why didn't you just fucking say yes? And
they was afraid of your reaction.
I don't give a fuck.
They do. It ain't about
it. Don't fucking listen. You knew what the fuck you was getting into when you started this shit with me. You knew exactly what you was getting the fuck into with when you started this shit with me. So I try to make myself readily available for motherfuckers to talk to. I feel like I make myself real easy to talk to because guess what? I'm always communicating shit with my significant other. If anything changes, you gonna know about it. If somebody is like, if I'm going somewhere with somebody, I'm just gonna let you know because I just feel like it's just whatever. If I'm not gonna make it on time, I'm gonna let you know because guess what? If I don't show up to wherever I was supposed to be, then you're going to start wondering. So, you know, I just try to keep, you know, I try to keep you informed with, you know, my life. Like, you know, a lot of them be like, oh, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Whatever. I just don't want you thinking anything. I don't want there to be no, you know, confusion. I don't want there to be no, oh, well, I saw your nigga out with blah, blah, blah. No, because I already told him. So now what?
I feel you.
I ain't got to sneak around and do shit. I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man. I do for my fucking self, and I ain't got to sneak around and hide shit from nobody.
Period.
Pooh.
And there you have it. The best of one of the worst years of everybody's life, and probably some of the best. I don't know. But, you know, the best of 2020, Shameless Pillow Talk podcast, 1 year in a bag, 6,000, going on 7,000 listens. Expanding my fan base, you know, any way I can. Thank you guys so much. for this past year and supporting me even when I took my month off. I cannot replace the love and support you guys show me each and every week. Sundays are like my favorite days because at 12 a.m., Shameless Pillow Talk comes out with a new episode. I have so much more in store for you guys, so many different topics. You just gotta watch, stay tuned, and see what we have coming up for this plan. Well, for this upcoming year, 2021. Hopefully everything, you know, goes a bit better and a bit smoother for everybody. Shameless Pillow Talk podcast page. It's getting there. It's getting there. It's getting up and running. But be sure to check for Shameless Pillow Talk podcast every Sunday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is Saturday going into Sunday, not Sunday going into Monday. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please feel free to hit me up. My Instagram is 4 underscores and the letters H-I-M. If you have any topics that you want to discuss or, you know, hear discussed on here, please let me know. Send me a DM. I post a topic request every other day, you know, to get some new topics. I might come up with my own. If I do feature you on, you know, and you have something that you want to talk about, please, please, please bring it. Bring a positive mind, positive attitude. Thank you to everybody that participated and supported Shameless Pillow Talk this past year. Thank you to everybody that's going to support and participate this upcoming year. Super grateful for all of you. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Episode 52 is in the bag.